words, parentheses, Daf Kuf Zayin Amar Aleph. Ba Perach Aruch Kosher. By Mappis Mursa. Yeah, go ahead.
The Dafka.
So in other words, according to the Aruch, Psik Rishon L'Nichle is Mutter, so why would the Gemara have to come out to what Tsar to make it Mutter? That's the first kasha. Go ahead, V'chein. V'chein Machat Shol Yad. V'chein
Machat Shol Yad, V'chein Machat Shol Yad, V'chein Machat Shol Yad, V'chein Machat Shol Yad, V'chein Machat Shol Yad, V'chein Machat Shol Yad,
Oh, also if you have the splinter lamais, it's Mutter Mishim Tsar. If it wasn't for that, it would be Usser. Afakav the what? Afakav the lo nichale klal, even though it's not nichale at all, right? So you see beferish the lamaisa that why do you have to command the Tsar? We see that psikreshul nichale is Mutter. Those are the two kashas, the re-asks, that Tosis asks on the Aruch. Aval?
Aval, ktsas kasha ip psikreshul lo nichale Usser. Amaika amarag the perik chavis.
Avagav de in sorach hayalios or hayat sarichlios, right? The vav there, right? Hayat sarichlios aser should have been what? It should have been aser. Go ahead. Oh, so in other words, Omeri.
Omeri, the matzina the memar, the davu kivashim shari, the habe hanisvad mehem.
It's like a loaf of bread that's caught. Vein shame.
Vein shame mashka.
Kedamrinin. Okay, so what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos, let's summarize what we read up to there. So Tosfos asks two kashas on the Aruch. Number one, if you hold like the Aruch, Psik Reish L'Nichle is Mutter, so why is Mappis Mursa only Mutter when you open the scab for the, get the pus out? It's only Mutter because of the Tsar. It should be mutter psikreshul nichle is mutter karni orach. That's number one kasha. Number two kasha is the machat shol yad. Also, taking the splinter out causes chavura. You're not intending on that to have the blood, but rather you're intending on what? You're intending on taking the splinter out, and therefore it's only mutter because of tsar. Psikreshul nichle is mutter without tsar. Those are the two kashas he asks. Then he says he asks on himself, if I hope psikreshul nichle is usser, so why does the Gemara say when you squeeze out the olives, beferish is mutter mamish? So he says, because that's not liquid. Should be asum in the Rabbanon. He says, that's not liquid. It's like, it's no shame mashka, because I want it for the meat of the fruit. And therefore, halach lamaisa, even if I would squeeze it out for the fruit, for the juices in that case, since it's pickled, it's made for the meat, it's only asum in the Rabbanon anyway. So in a case where I don't want it, certainly it's mutter and gansen, because you're not even doing a schit. So that's what Tosfos says. Okay. Now, we left off in Shir yesterday, we had a kasha. What was the kasha? The kasha was as follows. The kasha is, Rabbi Kivager's bothered. Why does Tosfos call this case a mappis mursa, a davarshin miskavim das psik reishis lo nichle? That's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. On Tosfos, because the truth of the matter is that when you open up the Pesach, right, you know that the pus is going to come out, but there's a Pesach being made too. So if anything, Rabbi Kivager asks, on the Tosfos I gave you, he says, "Val perish or kosher the stand of Mappis Mursa in Lotzi men alecha pater mutter the davka mishum tzara va'ilam mishum tzara yasa afgad alich lepe the peklau tema ha Mappis Mursa mechavin la malochin." So Rabbi Kivager asks a bomb kasha. He says, why on earth do you call this a davar shein miskaven das psik reish lo nichle? If anything, it's a loch shein shich legufa. Now get this down. To mechazik Rabbi Kivager's kasha, the Gemara says beferish and Shabbos on daf kuf zayinam at beis, kuf zayinam at beis. Rabbi Kivager's on our toises, but the Gemara in Shabbos at kuf zayinam beis, the name of Rav calls it a malach shen shich legufa. So there's a beferish Gemara, and to mechazik even more, Reb Chaim in the whole shtickle Torah that I gave you, follows Tosfos, our Tosfos, it calls it a Dover Shein Miskaven, dash Psik Reish Lo Nichole. It's under the same family, under the same rubric. And the Gilyonos and the Chazon Ish says, what are you calling it a Dover Shein Miskaven for? It's a Melach Shein Shech Legufa. And he doesn't also mention that Gemara in Shabbos, but we're being Mechazik it. So this is a whole discussion here. What is going on here? Why would you call it such a thing? So, let's say over to Teretz, from the Chedusha Reb Reuven Ruvi Grozinski, the greatest yeshiva, and Terev Adas as well, Zatzal, he wanted to say his following, bless you, beautiful Chiddush. He wanted to say the following distinction, and that goes as follows. When you talk about a Melach Shein Shich Legufo, you talk about Chofer Guma of Ein Tzarech El Afar. You dig a hole, you want the dirt. Let's say you want some shemen and there's a candle burning. You extinguish the candle in order to keep the oil. Do you? You need to extinguish the flame to keep the oil, correct? You need to do that. You need to extinguish the flame. But do you have a tzorach in the extinction of the flame? No, you don't. You just want the shemen. There's no tzorach for it. You don't have a tzorach for that. You don't have a tzorach for the hole. You just want the dirt. There's no tzorach for it. However, when it comes to what? When it comes to this halacha, and that's what we want to bring out. When it comes to halacha of making the Pesach that you make, for your purposes, it can be 5 seconds.
Pesach by the Mursa.
The Pesach by the Mursa could be for 5 seconds. You don't need a permanent Pesach. You just want the pus to come out. Memeila, you're not mechavin, and this is what we'll call it, Lamaisa. Are you mechavin l'tachlis ha'isr or not? When it comes to the Nair, you're mechavin l'tachlis ha'isr. You just don't have a tzorach with the kibui. Therefore, when it comes to the dirt, you're mechavin to the tachlis ha'isr, the chayrish, l'maisa. But you don't have a tzorach in the hole. You just have what? The dirt. When it comes to mapis mursa and the berries on the hadas, your kavana is not for what? It's not for the tachlis ha'isr at all. It's for l'achila. It's for the achila. That's not considered to be halacha l'maisa. What we consider, you're doing, you want to eat the berries for the hadas. You're not doing it l'tachlis ha'isr. To keep the shemen ezer, you need to extinguish the flame. You need to do it. You might not have a tzorach in it. That makes it a melach shein shich legufa. But you need to do the extinguishing of the candle. So therefore, that's gufa the chiddush that we want to bring out here. That's how Chiddush Reb Reuven wants to answer this kasha. The reason why our Taisus calls it a davar shein miskaven is because you don't need the Pesach to be a permanent Pesach. You're not mechaven to that. If for you it could be a 5 second hole as long as the pus can come out. So that's called a davar shein miskaven. A melach shein shich legufa is you're mechaven l'tachlis ha'isr, but you don't have a tzorach for it. You don't have a tzorach for the hole. You don't have a tzorach for the candle either. You needed to make the hole to get the dirt. You needed to extinguish the candle to save the shemen. But you don't have a tzorach in the what? In the actual hole. You don't have a tzorach in the actual what? Candle itself, the extinguishing the candle. You got me? And that's the story about Pesach. The Pesach also. I don't have a tzorach in the Pesach being a permanent Pesach. Is it? Yes, it is. But I have no tzorach in it. I'm not mechavin l'tachlis ha'isr. You need every melach has to be l'kayama. It was a temporary hole would have been enough for me. I have no tzorach in being a permanent hole. That memeila labels it a davar shein miskaven. That's the shtukel Torah we want to say. Now, Lamaisa, this answers that kasha for Rebbe Eger. However, the Gemara did call it a melach shein shich legufa on kuf zayin in the base, and Rebbe Kiveger also did in the kasha. They obviously didn't hold to this chiluk. They held halacha lemaisa that a davar shein miskaven class is you drag the bench 50-50 whether a hole is going to be made. But the second that you need halacha lemaisa, you need something, you need the extinguishing, that's not called a davar shein miskaven. If you need the extinguishing of the candle, that's not called a davar shein miskaven. If you need this hole to be open a little bit, that's not called a davar shein miskaven anymore. That's called a davar mechaven. That's called a melach shein shich legufa. This nuanced chiluk that Reb Reuven wants to say, we're pointing out Rabbi Kivega didn't hold of, and actually Rav in the Gemara didn't hold of. And that's what Reb Chaim points out. Reb Chaim points out in the Sefer that according to Reb Yudah, as we said yesterday, what's Reb Yudah hold by a psik reish of the lo nichole? What does Reb Yudah hold by a psik reish of the lo nichole? He holds chayiv, correct. Because in Shabbos, the melech and nachshavis, you have cognition. You are chayiv. And who holds like Reb Yehuda by davar shein miskaven? Rav. Rav holds like Rebuta Davar Shemiskavin is Usr. The only way you can allow Mapis Mursa if he calls it Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa. Because in the case of Mapis Mursa, it's a Psik Reish Lo Nichale. Normally, Davar Shemiskavin, Hilchos Shabbos, according to Tosfos, many places, Kama Mekayim is an Issur Rabbanan because of Lekam Lach Smach Shabbos. But if it's a concept of Psik Reish Lo Nichale, Rebuta would say that it's Takawat Chayiv. Because you have the cognition. You have the concept of what? The das that is needed. The only way he's going to potter a melech, mapis mursa is because of melech shen shrich legufa. That's kufa the chiddush. That's what Reb Chaim, the Chazanish asks. Why does our Tosis ask for mapis mursa? Right? Tosis should have asked more. What does our Tosis ask for mapis mursa? Tosis should have asked from the Gemara in Shabbos. The melech shen shrich legufa is potter, but mashvi yom melech shen shrich legufa is chayif. What do you mean? The Arachol's secret shalom nichle is what? Is mutter. Nurse the Chazanish says, our Tosa should have asked even better, Kibi. Our Tosa says, what do you have to come on the Tsar for? Psik Reish Lichle is Mutter. Why don't you quote the Gemara in Shabbos? That it says, Melach Shein Shilgu was Potter. Masri Yom Melach Shein Shilgu was Chayv like Reb Yudah. You'd be Chayv. But the Arachol Psik Reish Lo Nichle, right? Is Mutter. The Terence of that Kasher of Chaim says, because according to Reb Yudah, Psik Reish Lo Nichle anyway is Chayv. And Rav holds like Reb Yehuda. So the only way you can map their mapis morse is based on what? Malach HaShem Tzrich LeGufa. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda that Darush HaMiskavin is Usser. But he holds like Reb Shimon that Malach HaShem Tzrich LeGufa is Potter. Rav the Amoira has a split. He holds like Reb Yehuda by Darush HaMiskavin that it's Usser. He holds like that Malach HaShem Tzrich LeGufa is Potter. The Mela, that's the Teretz, the Maisa to this Kasha. But what I want to bring out, that's the Chiddush that I want to suggest. That really it's a Machloikis in the Gemara. Our Tosos is talking within Reb Shimon. Our Tosfos is talking within Reb Shimon and the Aruch that a Psik Reisha Lo Nichle is Mutter. And they classify Psik Reisha, they classify Mapis Mursa as being a Davar Shein Miskavin dash Psik Reisha Lo Nichle. That's how they classify it. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Rav argues and says, no, it's a Loch Shein Shikle Gufa. So it's really a Machloikis, not just in the Rishonim, Nachronim want to say it's a Machloikis Lomaisa in the Gemaras. How will you term the case of Mapis Mursa? Will you term it a Malach Shein Shikle Gufa? Or will you term it a situation of called a Davar Shein Miskavin Psik Reisha Lo Nichle? That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay? Now, I'll give you another example of this. I want you guys to get it. Okay? The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Beis Meis, Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed says a baby that had a scab of tzaras on its Mokum Mila. So the Gemara says it's mutter to what? To do a mila on that? But there's an issalav of cutting off the scab of a tzaras, of a mitzorah. You're not allowed to cut it off. The Kohen has to paska whether it's good or bad. You can't cut off and say, poof, it's not here anymore. That's a lav. So the Gemara says it's mutter. Let me ask you a question. Why is it mutter? Why is that mutter? Halacha l'maisa. It's a davar shein miskavin, the Gemara says. That's a davar shein miskavin? That's a psik reisha, the Rashman, the Ritva asked there. That's mamash a psik reisha. You're cutting off the baharis. You're mechavin l'ktitza. Who cares who they're mechavin the mila? The bottom line is you're cutting it off. How can you call that a davar shein miskavin? So what's the answer? The answer that they give is as follows. What's the isser when it comes to a mitzorah? The isser is not cutting off the scab. The isser is being metaren adam through the katzitza baharis. That is the nature of the isser. When I cut off the scab, am I mechavin latahara? In other words, the nature of the lav is a totsa-oriented lav. I'm not mechavin latara. I'm mechavin to the makom mitzvahs mila. So memela, that's called ein mechavin. If I'm mechavin lepulas ha'isser of cutting it off, if I'm not mechavin latachlas ha'isser the tara, if I'm only mechavin latachlas ha'muteris the mila, that's called davar shein miskavin. Does everyone cop what I'm saying? Davar shein miskavin means I am not mechavin latachlas ha'isser, like we said from Reuven. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest. I am not mechavin latachlas ha'isser. And that is exactly what I'm doing when I cut the mila off. I'm not mechavin latachlas ha'isser. The tachlas ha'isser is taras adam shel ayidei ketzitzas baharis. I'm not mechavin for that. I'm mechavin for mila. Memela, it's called a davar shein miskavin. You follow what I'm saying? That's called a davar shein miskavin. That's exactly why Mapis Mursa is called a davar shein miskavin. Because I am not mechavin latachlas ha'isser, Ezra. I only want a temporary Pesach. I don't want a permanent Pesach. I just want the pus to come out. And the truth is, Chofer Gum of Ein Tzarach El Afara, which is the classical case of Melach Shein Shich Legufa, do you know you theoretically could call that what? You could theoretically call that a Psik Reish Lo Nichle as well. You follow me, Daniel? What did our Tosos say? Daniel pointed out, what does the small Tosos say in Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph? Ara dechavre. When I plow in someone else's field, the Gemara says it's mutter. Tosos says in one line, that what does ara dechavre mean? Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa. Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei, and Malach Hashem Tzrich Legufa, according to the Re, our Re, and Tosos there is the same thing, the fusion theory. And therefore, it's Pater Avlasar, Chofer Guma Vein Tzarech Lafara. But if you held like the Arach, what would Chofer Guma Vein Tzarech Lafara be? What would be the din? You guys tell me. By Chofer Guma Vein Tzarech Lafara, what would be the din? According to the Psik, according to the Arach, what would you say? What would you say? A Chofer Guma Vein Tzarech Lafara, if you hold like the Arach. I would say Mutter. Psik racial Nichle, it's Mutter. And who says this? Skip this down, the Tilal of David. Or a Chaim Sim Reish Ayin Ches says that it's a Chofer Guma is Mutter Lechachila according to the Aruch. And Tosis in Sukkah, Lamed Gimel Mezer Maskamoda says it's called Eina Mechavin. It's a Psik Reish Lo Nichalei. That's Isra Midr Rabbanim. The Tila the David will read Gemara says Pater, it's Lav Davke, means Mutter. Shmuel wasn't the Baal member of that comment, Rav Abba was. Daniel. Daniel's going to ask me, but it says the three things. Shmuel says three things, Pater and Mutter. This is Rav Abba.
I was going to ask about the Gemara if I could get a little. I mean, how
you'll read the Gemara. Pater is being Pater and Mutter. That's what it means. Pater is Lav Davke. That's the way you have to read the Gemara. So I'm just pointing out, Lamaisa, that according to the Aruch, it's a Psik Reisha, the Lo Nichalei is Mutter. And that's exactly what Chofer Guma Yitzhak Lafar is. It is a Psik Reisha, Lo Nichalei, in a sense. Right? But according to the Reed, that's an Isidro Rabbanan. That's the same thing as a Mach Shenshik Legufa. According to the Aruch, Lamais, it really is a psikration on Nichle as well. So this is the shtickle tire, the first mahalach that we want to bring out here. Everyone got this chlor? That's the chiddush that we want to suggest. Nochem, you got me? Yes, go ahead, Daniel.
Why doesn't anyone argue on Shmuel and Gemara?
What do you mean?
By the Bar
Mitzvah class. Shmuel was just saying there are three cases of Potter Mutter. There might be other cases, but this was Shmuel saying. That's what Shmuel was saying. In a Hanami, you could find other. You could find other cases. You could find other cases. Gemara's not saying necessarily no one else is arguing. You could find other cases. Within Shmuel, though, that's what Shmuel wanted to say, Patur Mutter. So that's the Chiddush we want to suggest. Please get it down. But it all starts with, what are you going to call this phrase, this case of Mappus Mursa? Yes, Ezra.
A little confused with
Reuven
in Mappus Mursa.
Chiddush Reuven, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, Mappus Mursa, he claims, is a Dover Shana Miskaven. Because I'm not Mechaven L'Tachlas Isser. The Tachlis of Isser is having a permanent Pesach there. I'm not interested in having a permanent Pesach. I can have a temporary Pesach as long as the Pesach comes out.
Having a temporary Pesach is also...
No, because every Malacha needs Kayama, permanency, in Shabbos to be over in the city of Rice. You need Kayama.
Since it's temporary,
and that would have been enough, I cannot call that a Mechavan L'Tachlis of Isser. Mm-hmm. That, therefore, it's labeled a Dover Shem Miskavet Dash Psik Rejul Nikolai. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest, okay? That's the Chiddush we want to suggest here. Allah Halamash. That's the first mouth. Please get it down. Reb Chaim, as I said, we said yesterday in Shir, is against Reb Shlomo Hyman. Reb Shlomo Hyman said it's against the Rishonim, right? Because Reb Chaim said that in Hilchos Shabbos, all you need is cognition. So therefore what? So therefore, Allah Halamaisa, a Psik Reishal O'Nichle, is considered to be, would be a problem, because you have cognition. But I have a din and call it Tarakul of Ratzon. And that overarching affects what I say on Shabbos. So I said Psik Reishal O'Nichle is Mutter. Reb Chaim writes, the Rambam holds like the Aruch. I photocopied it for you. Please get it down. The Rambam holds like the Aruch, that a Psik Reish L'Nichle is Mutter. Reb Yehuda holds a Psik Reish L'Nichle is Chayv. The Rambam in the Aruch is Reb Shimon. So Reb Shlomo Hyman says he's against Rishonim, because our Rishonim that say the Aruch, we paskin like only where in Hilchos Shabbos Psik Reish L'Nichle is Mutter. But in Kol HaTorah Kula it's Chayv, so it's Pum Fakert. There were more Machim in Kol HaTorah Kula than in Shabbos. According to Reb Chaim, it would be Fakert. So that was the Vort, the Chiddush of Reb Shlomo Hyman. But this discussion, Chazon Ish Reb Chaim, whether you term Mappus Mursa as a Davar Shein Miskaven, Malach Shein Shkuligu, we're saying it's in the Gemara. The Gemara calls it a Malach Shein Shkuligu in Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Kiv Eger is echoing. That's what the Chazon Ish is echoing. We're defending Taisus with Reb Chedush Reb Reuven, our Taisus within Reb Shimon. Yes, go ahead, Daniel. Simon Reish Ayin Ches in Orach Chaim says, Chofer Gumas Mutal Chachilu. Because it's called a Psik Reishal O'Nichalei. That's what the Aruch holds.
He wants to say that the Aruch would hold that a Malach Hashem Shichlegu would be Mutter?
No. Malach Hashem Shichlegu is Pater Avalasar. I'm just saying that in this case, not every case of a Malach Hashem Shichlegu is considered a Psik Reishal O'Nichalei. It happens to be this case, it is. Okay? This case, it is. L'mais, it means you're asking, does that mean that the Aruch would say, in our Shtikl Torah, we said he didn't call it Amalach Shitzik L'Guf. In our Shtikl Torah, we said on Thursday, he didn't call it that. The Tilul David, I'm not sure if he's saying only that case or maybe all cases. If it's all cases, a big Kiddush. Maybe in that case, though, he's saying that it's a secret Shtikl L'Guf, but that's the classical case. So maybe what the Tilul David is... But according to the Aruch, if you assume that they hold to the same fusion theory, his conclusion would be that it's mutter. We wanted to say no, they didn't hold like that. Because we didn't want to make that conclusion we didn't want that conclusion that every Melach Shen Shech Leguf would be mutter l'chachila. But that's what the Tilo David is basically saying.
Well, the Tilo David is also arguing on Rav
Hanan. Right. That's what I'm saying. They're both saying that it's the fusion theory. That's what they're both holding the fusion. That's a gigantic Kiddush, but that Lamaisa, it's a good horror. That's what comes out. Okay, that's the first Mahalach. Number two, I want to just quickly go over, we mentioned quickly some of the Shitas yesterday. What are the Shitas regarding Psik Reisha on an Issum Midrabanan? Let's get it down. Because we say one of the ways to reject the case of Hoshanas, the Hadas, we said the Aruch proved from there Psik Reisha Lo Nichle was Mutter from that Gemara. If I hold Psik Reisha Lo Nichle is Asur, how do I reject it? Three ways. Either it's a mitzvah, number two, it's not a tikkun, or number three, and I gave it to you explicitly with the Maram HaKomos of yesterday, I left them in my office. Rashi said in Sukkah, if you have the Maram HaKomos from yesterday, what taf was it? Rashi in Sukkah, Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph says, Beferish, that it's only Nisad Rabbanan. Taking off the what? The berries. It's a tikkun only midrabanan. Rashi says in Sukkah, I gave you the Maram HaKomos, Beferish. He says it's Beferish Rashi, Sukkah, Lamed Gimel, have to look it up, the Ramasko Avar. So the three ways we rejected that Raya of the Aruch. Number one, Letzarach Mitzvah, that's why it's Mutter, but normally a Psik Reisha Lo Nichle is also Midr Rabbanan. Letzarach Mitzvah, it's Mutter. Not that a Psik Reisha Lo Nichle is Mutter like the Aruch. It's only also Midr Rabbanan. Malka Mitzvah is Mutter, number one. Number two, it's like you did it on Pesach, so it's not a Tikkun, because I already have another Kasher Hadas. And number three, it's an Issid Rabbanan. A Psik Reisha and an Issid Rabbanan is Mutter. Oh. Who paskins like this? The Meiri and Shabbos Chof Tesim and Beis, along with the Trumas Hadeshin and Simon Samach Dalet, and we're saying Rashi, the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech is saying in Rashi, Perachafei Allah Chof Dalet, that a Psik Reisha and Issid Rabbanan is Mutter. Without getting into Nichole and Onichole. Straight up, a Psik Reisha and Issid Rabbanan is Mutter. However, Toisvis in Beyach of Gimel Amar Alfter Maskel Shalosh, and the Rashba and Shabbos Kuf Chof and Beis say that a Psik Reisha and Issid Rabbanan is Usser. That's the Toisus in Beyach Chof Gimel Amar Alfter Maskel Shalosh, and the Rashba and Shabbos Kuf Chof and Beis. Third Shita, that there's a split. If it's a Psik Reisha and Issid Rabbanan, that's Nichale Usser. Lo Nichale Mutter. That's the Toisus in Shabbos, Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, the Maskel Lo. And then the fourth Shita, that even a Psik Reisha and an Issid Rabbanan that's not Nichale, is also Usser. That's the Shara Melech quotes, that a Psik Reisha and an Issid Rabbanan, even if it's Lo Nichale, would be Usser. And who do we say holds like that? Halacha Lamais. Okay, that's what the Shara Melech is Medayik. It could very well be that there's a Shita that says like that as well. Shara Melech says it's a possibility like that. We said that there's a machloikis, the Ramon Netaz, on a Psik Reisha, on a Stamis, the Ramon Netaz said it was Mutter. He said that by Shehi and Achazara, and the Bir Agra held it was Usser. Okay, fine. You got the Shitas on now? That's what I want to bring out. There are four Shitas. Either you hold Psik Reisha and Issid Rabbanan Mutter, either you hold Psik Reisha on an Issid Rabbanan is Usser, or you can break it down a third ship, secretion, and Issid Rabbanan, Nichole is Usser, Lo Nichole Mutter, or you could say secretion, Gansen is Usser, even if it's Lo Nichole.
That's like
the, yeah, it's like, okay, it's like the second one, we're just saying, is a general guideline.
Who said the last one?
The Shara Melech said he feels that there's a sheet that holds like this. Okay, excellent. So that's the second Mahalach we got clear. Okay, let's go, guys. The third Mahalach. There's a steer in Rashi's that we mentioned that we didn't give the teretz. We're discussing Lo Nichole. We're discussing Nichole. What about a middle category? Lo Ichbasle. I don't care.
What's the difference?
Nichalei means I like it. Lo nichalei means I despise it. Lo ichbislei, I don't care. Do you treat lo ichbislei like nichalei or not? Steer in Rashi's. Let's get it done. Rashi and Ayin Hamad Aleph says beferish that lo ichbislei is chayiv, is like nichalei. Ayin Hamad Aleph. Correct. In Masechta Shabbos. Rashi says beferish. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? Mamish is steering. That it is considered to be nichalei. Nichalei, correct. Ayin hey amar aleph. Okay, dir maskot fei nichalei. Okay? Rashi in Kuf Gimel amar aleph in Shabbos argues and says, Ara the chavre is lo ichpaslei. It is like lo nichalei. So steering in Eobay and Rashi.
Treat like what?
Lo ichpaslei is like lo nichalei. And therefore it's mutter. Or at least in this is Rabbana. Ara de Chavre. Steer in Rashi. So how do you answer? It's Rabbi Kiveger asked this kasha. So we wanted to give the following answer. The answer runs as follows. In general, Ayin Hay is the rule. In general, Ayin Hay and Alf is the rule. Lo Ichbasle is like Nichole, and it's Chayiv. However, when it comes to Choresh, which is the topic on Kuf Gimel and Aleph, there is a Ramban that says when it comes to Choresh, the Kavanah is part of the very fabric of the Malacha. And since the Kavanah is part of the very fabric of the Malacha, if you're not full-blown Nichalei, it's a zero. Meaning, lo ichpaslei and hilchos Choresh. Choresh means miyapa the karka, beautify the ground, beautify the ground. If it's my friend's ground, I don't care. If you don't care, it's not Choresh.
What about sleeping then?
What do you say? Inside. But this is my friend's house. I don't care about my friend. My friend's house I don't care about. I'm lo ichbaslei. By Choresh, you need Kavanah as part of the very fabric of the Malachit. A Choresh b'li Kavanah, b'li wanting to beautify it, is a zero. So only Hilchos Choresh, based on that Ramban, did we say Rashi says that lo ichbaslei is like lo nichalei. But in general, lo ichbaslei is like nichalei b'bichayiv.
Who answered that though?
That's what we wanted to answer. Based on the Ramban. Okay? The Kibbeh asks the Stira. He leaves it as a kasha. This is how we wanted to suggest an answer based on the Ramban. Okay, so that answers the Stira in Rashi. There also is a Stira that we want to ask now. Firstly, before we get to this Stira, this is again the third Mahalach. Ezra, you with me? Okay? Third Mahalach now. Actually, this is the fourth Mahalach. First Mahashtikl we did was the concept of Rebruvin, Chedusha Rebruvin. Is it called Mapis Mursa Melchizedek Shil Guf, or is it called Rebruvin Miskavin? Second Mahalach was what Pesik Reish and Nisidro Bonner. Third Mahalach, Steven Rashis. Number four. Let's go. Though in the Yom Tiv, in the Tshuvas, the great Gadol, the Gadol Yachreinim, in Orachayim Simen Chav Peitz, asks Akasha and Rashbo. What was the Rashbo we did on Thursday? Rashba had the phenomenal Kiddush that if you close the corral, what's the din? If you close the corral and the deer's inside, but I'm doing it for security purposes, well, the Ron said it was mutter. Correct, Ezra. Because there are two results. One result lehetter, one result lisser. The result lehetter is for security. The result lisser is a deer in there. Rashba said phenomenally it's mutter. Okay. Tremendous Kiddush. The Shulta Giburim was Masber. Because Lamaisa, when I close the corral, that normally is a Mutter Maisa, right? If there's no deer in there, it's Mutter for me to close my corral on Shabbos, right? It's like someone asked me, we asked in Seder, and Daniel came up with the Teretz. I said, Lamaisa, why isn't every dragging of the bench considered to be a problem that you might have a hole? Why don't you say the same theory? Dragging the bench is a totsaw setter. The hole's a totsaw sister. What's the answer? The answer is that I can close the corral with no deer in there. It's always a mutter maisa. It's possible to do that completely mutter. When you drag the bench on the ground, it's always associated with the ground. It's 50-50 whether a hole will be made. If it's a soft ground, it's 100%. So don't tell me the Rashba's theory should apply to every situation. It's not true. It doesn't apply to every situation. God, that's an important nekuda to get. You follow me, Nachum? Don't tell me the Rashba's theory should apply to every Pesik Reish. It's not true. When you drag the bench, it's also always associated with the hole. I can close my corral. It's not always associated with the tzad. If there's no deer in there, it's not a problem. So the Oneg Yontav asks on the Rashba. The Gemara says in Shabbos that if you have a mila and tzaras, you could do the mila and the tzaras and cut the scab off. How do you know? Because it says in the Chumash of Pasuk of Basar. The Gemara makes a drasha. Ubasar or Lassel. The Gemara makes a drasha in Shabbos, Kufla, Megibbel, and Manav based on the word of Basar, that it's mutter to do. Let me ask you a kasha, says the Oneg Yontav on the Rashba. According to the Rashba, Daniel, why do you need a Pasuk? There are two results there. One result is Leheter, you're doing a Mila. I'm doing a Mila on Tuesday morning, it's not on Shabbos. But he had a scab there of Tzaras. There's a result of Heter, a result of Isser. According to Rashba's theory, it should be Mutter. Why do you need a Pasuk to tell me it's Mutter? That's the only Yontav's kasha. Well, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk, it's Mutter. Even though you're cutting off the scab, which you're overly
Sulaf. There's a question that it should be Dover Shein Mitzchavin.
No, the Gemara says it's Mutter. Forget about it being called a Dover Shein Mitzchavin. The Gemara said, well, might say it is called a Dover Shein Mitzchavin, but you need a Pasuk to matter it.
So the question is, why do you need a Pasuk?
Because why do you need a Pasuk to matter it? Because this is really a Psik Reisha that has two results.
What's two results?
One is result Leheter Mila, and the other result is Lisser. You're cutting off the scab of the Tzaras. So when you have a psik reisha that engenders both a totzos heter and a totzos isser, the Rashba write it's mutter. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter for? Okay? That's a very, very clear kasha, strong kasha. What do you need a pasuk to tell me that that's okay for? According to Rashba, it's mutter. That's the kasha the Oneg Yontav I gave you. So Lomais, the Oneg Yontav, says a very beautiful teretz. And he says like this, I want you to get it. You know what he says? He says, when you deal with Hilchos Shabbos, which is Meleches Machshavos, then you have the Rashba's theory. You can employ the Rashba's theory. That if there's a Totzah Sisser and a Totzah Seter, then in fact, it's going to be Mutter. Because by Meleches Machshavos, I have a Totzah Seter and a Totzah Sisser. But in Kol HaTorah Kulah, we look at the end result. And the end result is, did you cut the scab off? You cut the scab off. I don't care whether there's also another result, I fulfilled the mitzvah mila. The bottom line is you cut the scab off. So you cannot employ the Rashba's theory in matters of Kol HaTorah Kulah. Therefore, Daniel, you need the pasuk to matter it. Because in Hilchos Shabbos, the issue is Meleches Machshavos. And therefore, what's going on in the guy's mind when he does the Maisa. So if there's a Totzos, a Heter that's going to be engendered, and a Totzos, Isser, Zok, the Rashba, it's Mut, there's no Psikresha. But in Kol HaTorah Kulah, I look at the end of the day. I look at the results. The results is the scab is cut off. You should be over an Isser. And mainly, you need a Pasuk to matter it. Wow. Rashba says, my theory was only said in Hilchos Shabbos. My theory only works in Hilchos Shabbos. This concept of a Psikresha, that it has a double Totzal, one Lisser, one Leheter, that's not labeled as a psikresha. That's because of the Meleches Machshavos. The Meleches Machshavos wasn't Kulul Isser Ezra. You follow me? But when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kulah, at the end of the day, the scab is cut off. So if the scab is cut off, it should be Usser. Comes a Pasuk and says it's Mutter. Yes, Daniel.
How does this jive with the Nukios of Kama and Dabir Fabir? Being there, he's equating that in Kol HaTorah Kulah, we go both, we focus on the Maisa and the Totzal. And in
Hilchos
Shabbos, that's how he equates it.
He's asking Yishum Shum Chitzio,
so that's a thing called for a Kula, that he's
okay, not everyone has to be subject to that Nukhi Yais. The Rashba would say you don't have to focus on that. You don't have to focus on that. First of all, this is also that's also a little different because that's focusing on halachic Maisa. Here we're talking about Machshava. Here we're talking about Machshava. That Nukhi Yais is just focusing on the Maisa. Do you look at the Maisa? So you compare Yishum Shum Chetzi, Yishum Shum Lemono, that's different. I would say that's different. That's just focusing on the Maisa. Here we're talking about the experience of Melech Machshavos. That boxes in Hilchos Shabbos. There he wasn't talking about Melech Machshavos. He was talking about Stam the Maisa. Do you look at the Sof, you look at the beginning. So that's what I would be mechalik between the two. But I hear it's a good kasha you're asking, but I would differentiate. Number two, even if you're right, I would say, who says he has to be whole like that kasha Mukhi Yosef? We had Terutsu. But I would say, like I'm saying, that the Pashup Shai can be mechalik. Okay, we got that clear? So that's the teretz lemaisa that the Rashba gives. So that's the fourth, that's the teretz of the Eglei Tal. To finish up this mahalach, I want to give a dimin to this. To compare Shabbos to Kol HaTorah Kulah. What's the halacha if a sofer is right-handed and he writes a get with his left hand? What's the din? The get's kosher. This is in Hilchos Gittin, Simon Kufchav Gimel Sif Aleph in the Ramah. Beferish. If a right-handed sofer writes a get with his left hand, the get is kosher. Okay, you got it, Ezra? Why is it kosher? In Hilchos Shabbos, if you're a righty and you write two letters with your left hand, what's the din? It's a kalachar yad. What's the difference? Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, you look at the totsah. As long as the get is legible, that's fine. In Shabbos, it's the mice of the Lechzvach Shabbos. Kilachar Yad is a plural. That's exactly what we're saying here. At the end of the day, you cut the scab off. Don't employ the Rashba's theory. But in Shabbos, where the experience is Lechzvach Shabbos, then you're going to what? Then you're going to say, if the Totos is a Totos, I said the Psychos is Mutter. You follow me, Nochem? That's the Shtickle Torah. Okay, that's the fourth Mahalach.
Could be Mutter in both cases, Kol Jerakula and Shabbos?
No. Which one? Kilachar Yad is Potter Lashon Shabbos, but the get is kosher.
Right, and it's also kosher.
Get is kosher and possible. You can't compare mutter, you know, mutter
and
usher.
I meant kosher and possible. In
Kol HaTorah Kula, the get is kosher, because at the end of the day, it's legible, right?
In Shabbos, it's Potter
Lashon Shabbos. In Shabbos, it's a Potter, because it's Kilachar Yad. You don't just look at the Totsoil, you look at how the Maisa was done, right? You look at how the mice is done. Just like the Baharis. The end of the day, that's Kol HaTorah Kula. Was it cut off? It was cut off. So therefore, it's usher. I don't care about you had in mind and there was a totsas into totsas heter. You follow me? That's the Chiddush. Okay, that's the fourth Mahalach. Yes?
When we say that...
Go ahead.
When the totsah happens by the Bris Mila, so are we saying that we only look at the totsah, but the totsah happened that there was an isser? Of the
at the end of the day, the scab was cut off. That's correct.
So why do we look at the Tutsah of the Isra? Why not just look at the Tutsah of the Hedra? At the end of the day, there was a Mitzvah that happened. He loves it. It's fine.
Right, but the bottom line is, in Kol HaTorah Kula, you look at the net results. You're right, you fulfilled the Mitzvah, Shkoyach.
Right.
But at the same time, you did an Isra.
But who cares that the net result is a Mitzvah? Meaning, what I'm saying is...
I don't know. At the end result, you could ask why it's called should be called a Mitzvah of Avera. No? If anything, it should be called Mitzvah Bava Avera. That got me thinking. Why don't you call it Mitzvah Bava Avera? In that result, right? So that's a good kasha. Why don't you call that a Mitzvah Bava Avera? He's saying the Mila Betzaras. Why are you Yotze the Mila?
Maybe that's what I need to
pass. No, because the answer is, that's exactly, well, the Pasuk says it's okay, but also, you weren't Mechav into the Yisra, so you really, at the end of the day, Lamaisa.
It wasn't Bava Avera.
Right, because the Pasuk says it's okay. The Pasuk is Machshir. The Pasuk says it's okay. Ubasar. If it wasn't for the Pasuk, Taka, maybe it would be a problem. If it wasn't for the Pasuk, maybe it would have been a problem. You look at the net results and you look at the Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay, that's what the Pasuk is saying. It's okay. Could be. Plus the fact that we might view it as it's Davrein Mechavim, Lomaisel Isser. But on the side that it would be, Usser, the Pasuk matters. There's a few stages in the Gemara there. You look it up, Akuflam and Gimelav. Did you have Kavana? Did you not have Kavana? So even if you have Kavana, it still says it's okay. That's good for the thing. So that's good for the Pasuk, so maybe that's you look at the net results. Okay. That's the fourth Mahalach. Number five. Let's get it, guys, and then we got to go make sure we got to go Viking the Tysus. We got to finish up the Tysus. Number five. Fifth Mahalach. This Rashba that we just said, he sows for himself in another place. Who asked this kasha? The Chelkas Yoav. You know who the Chelkas Yoav was? Talmud of the Sakachava Rebbe. Talmud of the Avinezer. He wrote a sefer called Kaba Kashyosa. 103 kashas. Kaba. Kuf Beis Aleph. He had a sefer with 103 kashas. And there's far in that Gedol Achron answer the kashas. But he wrote also a tshuva sefer called the Chelkas Yoav. Chelkas Yoav in Orachayim Simin Yud Aleph in the Hagoyah. And Rav Shimon Shkop in Ksubis in his Kedusha, Simon Dal asked a steer in the Rashba. The Rashba said you're allowed to close the corral for security purposes, even though there's a deer in there. You did it for bitachon, and you did it for enclosing the deer. One totsos this or one totsos that, there, and it's considered to be mutter. You know what the Rashba writes in Beya? Adlamet Vavim and Avdim Maskel Bovad. He says, how are you able to spread a sheet, a mat, on a beehive? The Gemara says it's mutter. As long as you're not mechaving to what? To capture the bees.
Where's that one?
Rashba's in Be'el, Lamed Vav, Amar, Avdin Maskel, Bilvad.
Is it mutter?
The Gemara says it's mutter. As long as you don't have in mind to hunt down the bees, you're just trying to save the honey from the cold or the heat. So the Rashba says, what does it help? It's a psik ratio. Now the kasha of the Rashba is a pella because the Gemara itself calls it a psik ratio. You have to say the Rashba had a different gears than the Gemara in Beit. That the Gemara never mentioned that it's called a psik ratio. But the Rashba's gears in Beit was that it was mutter. And he asks, how's it mutter? It's a psik ratio. Now how many results are there? Two. The totsah center is to keep the honey good. What's the totsah sisser? Hunting down the bees, capturing the bees. The Rashba saying it should be called a psik ratio, it should be usher. What do you mean? You yourself in Shabbos said when you have double totsas, it's mutter. Chalkas Yov says, stira b'rashbo. Stira b'rashbo. The Rashba himself gives an answer. He says, it's not a psik ratio because there was a hole. There's some type of hole for the bees to get out, so it's not a psik ratio.
That's
a Rashba's tariff. But you see from his kasha, he was saying if you have a double totsah, one lisser, one letter, it's usher. But you and Shabbos Rashba said it was mutter. Tochastira v'rashba. That's what the Avne, the Chalkas Yoh, Frektastira in the Rashba. Oh, so what's the tariff? So the Sefer Meital and Melechus Sad, Simin Vov, wants to say like this, beautiful tariff. The Sefer Meital, the Lubavitcher's yeshiva in Paris has a sefer called Meital, Kavaltika Sefer. So he wants to say a teretz based on the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Tet Zayin. He wants to say if you look in the Tur B'Shem the Baal Trumas in the Mordechai, it's only usher to close a box where there are flies in the box, and he proves it from the case of putting the mat on the beehive. But then the Beis Yosef slugs it up. He says, the flies don't normally live there. So even if you would open, you know, even if you close the box, it's not easy to grab a fly. Right? It's not easy to grab a fly, even if he's, because he's flying around in the box. Where he wants to say the bees, that's the makom where the bees are what? It's like putting a lion in a lion's pen, or lion's den. So therefore the teretz is, there are two dinim in seda. If you're dealing with the beehive, which is the natural habitat, and it's easy to capture them there, of course you're going to be chayiv, because that's the dominating motif. When you put the mat on the beehive, even though it's a totsah or totsah seter, the dominating motif is the capturing of the beehive, of the bees, because that's where the bees live. And you can chop them once you spread the mat over it. But when it comes to the case of the corral with the deer, Shkoyach, you close your corral, you'll still be running after that deer for 5 hours. If you have a big corral, you won't be able to grab him. It's faster than you. So it's not the dominating motif. We view it as what? Totsah sisser, totsah seter. If I did it for security, it's mutter. But in the case of the beehive, the dominating motif is really what? Is really the concept of what? Of the bees, of capturing the bees. And therefore, hach de beya mayri b'tzedes advoirim b'kivirst avi mokum seidosun u'b'ze efshir shaper ha-b'tzedek gam b'shalot tofsun b'yadayim kevin shazel m'koymen lachin aftayim in ha-mechavin osu m'shalav n'psik reshe v'gam b'li kavona netzor zel ha-maisa tzedek kevin shu mokum seidosun. The dominating motif in that case is the bees being captured, not the honey, because that's their natural habitat. But in the corral case, that's not the natural habitat of the deer.
So if I close the door with the kavana to try to catch the deer now, it'd still be okay?
Because it's... No, the bitachon. No, the Rash was talking about your clothes, you can only bitachon. But how do we view it all? Pidin. But there's a totsosis, a totsosetzer. Totsosetzer. But since that's not the mokum, the habitat, the natural thing, therefore we call it equal to totsos. Memegla says the Rash was a skittish. It's mutter. But in the beehive case, that's the natural habitat of the bees. But mainly, you can't view it as a tosah seter, tosah sisser. We view it as a tosah sisser, and mainly it should be also. Dochas, and there's no stira. And then he answers the kasha, there's a hole there, therefore it's not a psik ratio. The bees can get out. That's the shtick we want to say. That answers the rasha. That's the fifth shtick. Okay? We got this? Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
Which is it? Is it that you're capturing it in its natural habitat, or that you won't be able to catch the deer even if it's in your house? I mean, is it that you don't really catch it because you can't catch it anyway?
No, it's because it's when you put it when you capture the bees are in a natural habitat. So that's the major motif, even though I'm doing it for the honey as well. When I close it for bitachon, for security purposes, happens to be the deer's in there. But since it's not its natural habitat, and you can add on, like you're saying, it's not its makom tzad. And even if I could, I'm quick, and I could hop it, but it's not its natural habitat. Mainly, I view it as 50-50, and therefore it has a double totzah, therefore it's mutter.
So that on sukkis, when like bees are coming into the sukkah and bothering you, so you're allowed to take a cup according to that and capture the bee. Because it's not a problem, because it's not, it's a natural habitat.
Well, that's a question, Lamaisa, is Mino Nitsa, that the bees Mino Nitsa, that's a question, Lamaisa, whether that's, it could be an issue of one of Tzad and Makom Mitzvah, it's a different thing. To be over Tzad has to be Mino Nitsa, but it has to be a species that is normally captured, Lamaisa. Let's assume that it is. Let's not get into this. That's so posh at that, child. We'll get into it maybe in another test. Not so posh that you can do that. Not so posh.
But according to this, it should be because it's not a natural habitat.
I understand, but you're doing, that's kavanah letzad, though. That should be usher. Poshes, if you ask me, I would think that's usher. Yeah, because here I'm doing it for the honey and the what? And the capture of the bee.
The stage would sell plus the natural.
Right, but the natural habitat makes it that's its major motif, right. And that's why it's usher. It's more objective. It's lomdeshefen. Not psychological with the guys in mind. When I do that in the sukkah, l'chur, that should be usher, because I'm doing it letzad. Yes, Avrom.
I don't know if this makes sense. How do you plug in the machshavas piece into the metal? Meaning, like that, if you have to, meaning you could still say that I'm not having real kavana, even though it's in his habitat.
It's really a good point what you're saying, but the melech machshavas is here that it's not equal. It's not equal, because since it's the natural habitat of the bees, we don't view it I'm doing it for the bees and the honey, and it's 50-50 totzah seter totzah sisser. We view it as a totzah sisser. Halachically, we view it, your melech machshavas for the bees, and that's it, done.
Same, but if you say the whole dinner in machshavas, even though it's in its natural habitat, I don't have it. That's not why I'm doing it.
I understand, but al pidin we treat it like that. That's the nature of the psikration. That's the nature of the psikration. You're saying good? That's the psikration. Whereas in the deer case, it's 50-50. You have the Rosh B'Shiddish. The Ron didn't buy the Rosh B'Shiddish. Even in that case, he didn't buy it. And I don't think we would paskin like that Rosh B'Alach L'Mais. Okay, so that was the fifth shtickle. Fine. Let's go back now to Tosis, guys, inside. Let's go. We got it? Nisano, you got me? Let's see the Tosis inside. Shalom. Kibi, where we're up to now. Let's go now, guys. Okay? Again, just to chazer over what Kibi read. He had two kashas from what? He had two kashas from what? I'm glad we mentioned this. Two kashas on the Aruch from what? Mapis Mursa? And what else? And Machat. Right? And he said, what do you mean? You don't need Sar. According to you, Aruch, Psikris, Lichlan's Mutter. Let's remind ourselves, what did the Rashba say? Look up that Gemara, guys. On Vav and Beis. Did it say Tsar? Not in my Gemara. Rashba says, where did Tosis get that from? That's the way Tosis read the Gemara. The Gemara never once mentioned Tsar, says the Rashba. Lo matzinu b'gemara shatter mishum Tsar. The Heter is because of Psikration Lonichle is Mutter. The Pneoshu asks on the Tosis. Please get it down in your notes. We can answer the Aruch very easily. There's nowhere in those two Gemaras does Gemara mention Tsar. Okay? Where's the Gemara by Machat? It's a bum in Sanhedrin. No, Samach Pei Dalan and Beis. No, he doesn't quote you where it is. No, V'chein Machat Shol Yad. Where was that Gemara? I think it's in Sanhedrin Pei Dalan. Never once does it mention Tsar in those two Gemaras. That's what Tosis read in. Memeli asked the Kasha. If you hold Psikration Lichlis Mutter, it's not a Kasha at all. Bichlal not a Kasha. Did anyone identify where the Gemara is by Machat? No? Where does the Gemara say about Machat, Lamaisa? I'm pretty sure it's Peidal and Bez and Sanhedrin. And then he asked the Kasha himself, Psikration Lonichle is also the Rabbanon. So why are the Kvashim Mutter? Because not liquid. It's like meat. If you take a fruit that normally is for its meat and not its juices and you squeeze it out, it's only Nisid Rabbanon anyway. So for sure, in a case of a Psikration Lonichle, right, don't want the juice going to be Mutter Lagansin. Okay, now here we go. Go ahead, Kibi.
Okay, which
now we're up to Va'od Yesh Lomar.
Okay, so Va'od Yesh Lomar.
Now, did everyone chop this? What is this line going on, guys?
All the way back.
It's going all the way back. Excellent. What's it going all the way back to? Do you remember Tosfos had a suggestion? Exactly. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that Libun is only... Rabbeinu Tam said Libun was only by what? Only by mine. And by other, one second, by other liquids, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Libun is only by mine, But by other liquids, what's the din? There's no libun. And he brought a raya from it by saying what? That the gzeres shem yischot is only by mayim, and not by what? And not by other mashma. That was Rabbeinu Tam Shtikl Torah. What did the Ri say to that? The Ri said, forget about that. The Ri said there is libun by other mashkim. So why is there a gzeres shem yischot only by mayim and not by other mashkim? Because other mashkim, you can't get it out. So people aren't going to come do it. So there's no reason to make the gzeres. Yes? Now, for Odi Shlomer is a second svara for the Ri. Why there's no problem of Shema Yischot by the other Mashkin. That's why this Tosis you got to hold cup with. You follow me? Shalom, it's going all the way back. It's kind of like Tosis, like Daniel said, it wasn't a tangent, but Tosis started, brought in the oracle, Gabi Psik Reishon Lo Nichole, to tell me why it's Mutter in this case. So we were, well, why is it Usser? See, if you read through this Rabbeinu Tam and our Tosas, we don't know why it's Usser. Haim Zucharaz it in his eyes. Why is it Usser to stop it up? We'll get to that when Masakin the Sheet this category. Okay? But he doesn't say, no. He says it's not what? It's not Usser because of Mepharik, it's Holik Libun. He says it's not Usser because of Libun, it's not. So what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? Why is it Usser? So we have to see that when Masakin the Sheet is. The Ri said it's Usser either because of Libun, Mina Torah, or it's Usser because of Mepharik, Mina Rabbanim, Sikre Shalom, Yichles Mutter. Right? So now he's going to give another reason why there's no Gzeres Shem Yischot B'Shar Mashkim. Go ahead. Ba'od.
Ba'od Yishlomar. T'chol Damar Shadam Osa B'Meizid Lo Shayich L'Memar Shem Yischot D'Svaruhu Kevan D'Ladas Kein Ho Osa U'Lahachi Gave Misanen N'Nesiyayin Lo Chay Shinan Shem Yischot.
Oh, so what's the new Svaruh? Why aren't you afraid Shem Yischot by the other things? Because of why? Anything you do on purpose, you're going to watch. What do you mean? You spread a handkerchief over a barrel of wine to strain it out. Obviously, you're not going to what? You're doing it on purpose. You're not going to lose your mind to do Shem Yischot. Because the whole purpose is to spread it out and get the wine on the handkerchief to strain it. So obviously, you know what you're doing is Shem Yischot, right? Go ahead. What happens if Anita has to go to a mikveh in an open place? So what is she supposed to do? What do you mean? Nida's amutz ma'aremes v'tovelos b'bagadeh. She makes a harama. And she's tovelos b'begadeha, right? She makes a harama. She does a harama, and she's able to be told, you know, as long as not, you know, they're loose. As long as the clothes are loose and it doesn't serve as a what? A chatzitza. She can go into the mikveh, okay? As long as she's able to what? As long as it's not too, you know, it's loose, then it won't serve as a chatzitza. And that's exactly what you're asking. Good. What does it mean? In what sense is she does a harama, right? What does she do a harama? Because she wants to pull shtick here. What's the shtick? Harama means a trick. We shouldn't translate it as a trick. It's a legal fiction. Her clothes are tameh. So she's able to go to the mikvah on yontif, but agav, doing the mikvah herself to make herself tahora, she's going to get her clothes tahora. You hear the legal fiction? You're normally not allowed to be tovel begotten, we said straight up on yontif. Tikkun mana. But since she's what? Going to matovel herself, she has a heter for you. Got me, Daniel? She also has a heter to do the begotten. That's called harama. So that's what it means. So how is she able to do that? Aren't you worried about her squeezing out her skirt afterwards? No, she did it b'meizid. So anything you do b'meizid, we're not worried about Shem Yischot. Go ahead. Excellent. You go to visit your Rebbe on Yom Kippur. You go to visit your Rebbe on Yom Kippur or any day, any yontif. You have to, let's say, cross over a pond. You wanted to come for Shabbos. You couldn't. You were in New Jersey. You should have swam the Hudson River, right? This past Shabbos. Just joking. But what does it say over at Tzavara B'mayim? What's over at Tzavara B'mayim? You're able to swim in the pond, and you're able to what? Able to swim to go see your rabbi and visit on Shabbos. Aren't you worried about your clothes getting wet and squeezing them out? No, I know what I'm doing. I did it b'mezid. I'm in control. I'm not going to lose my mind and what? Forget about it. Those two gemaras are beautiful rayas. Now, Avraham and Nochem made it a tremendous horror. Tremendous horror. Very proud of them. Proud of all you guys. What was their horror? Let's go back now. Guys, you got this theory now? This is a new theory that Tosa suggests for the Ri. Why there's no problem of Shem Yisro, even though there's Liban on Sharm Ashkim. Okay, let's go back to the five Gemaras. We had five Gemaras earlier. The man crossed over the creek. Remember? With the water, he's going to come to do Shechita. That was Beshoge. He didn't want water to get on his clothes, so he might forget about it. But the case of what? The case of the Antlonis. And this is what the Agos Ashri, they were mechavin to the Agos Ashri. Tremendous point. The case of En Mapilim Esakelim and the case of the towel, those cases, you know what you're doing. And the Gemara still said there was a problem of Shema Yischot.
What's the case?
Those three cases we had on Thursday, what does it say by the water? It quoted three Gemaras earlier in the Tulsas, before it got wide, that there are three Gemaras that it, with water we have Xera Shema Yischita. Remember, you're going to walk in your puddle, and you might get, that might be inadvertently, I understand, Shema Yischot. But the other two Gemaras were what? Where you go into the Schwitz house on Shabbos and you walk out with your towel, you might squeeze it. You know what you're doing in that case. You went to the Schwitz house. So why is there a Gzeres Shem Yischot? And it says, Ein Tovlin Bebegadim. You're not allowed to put the Begadim in the mikveh. You know what you're doing. Why is there a Gzeres Shem Yischot? Tosas just laid down a theory. So when you try to replug it in of those three Gemaras, we say there are five in total. Three about Maim and two about the other ones. But the three about Maim, only one of the three makes sense. The case of the puddle in the brook or the river, right in the creek. That's the only time that it's a problem, right? Because it's inadvertent. The other two cases, and that Gosh Ashri is bothered by their kasha. Excellent point. So the Gosh Ashri says, and Gosh Ashri here is, I have it here. I underline it right here. Excellent point. Tremendous point. Simon Yud, he was bothered by this kasha, and he gives the following answer. He wants to say that you are going to be inadvertent because you're Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. You're going, this is the Agos Ashri. The Agos Ashri says, Ein Matpilin Es Akelim, you're Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. You want to make your clothes Tahorah, that's a mitzvah. And you're going to be so worried about doing the mitzvah, you're going to forget about it and you're going to actually squeeze the water out. He transforms it into a case of inadvertency. Also with the towel. What's with the pshat with the towel? You only think you got the towel a little bit wet. You don't think there's enough water in there that you'll squeeze it out. You're not going to have it in your mind. Inadvertently, you're going to squeeze it out and water will come out. So that's how he answers both those cases. So Memela,
is that a psik
ratio? It's not a psik ratio. It's a rechoshesh shema yischot. It's a gzeira mid rabbanim meir simcha that it might happen. In the first case, by the case of Ein Matpilin Es Akelim, we call it a mitzvah. He's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. He wants to do the tefillah properly of his begadim. So they should become Tahora. So he's not going to be careful, you know, about squeezing it out. He just wants to make sure they're Tahora. And also by these spolonis, he doesn't think there's enough water in there, so he won't have it in his mind. So therefore, Lamaisa, he's not going to have Kevin, Shein, and Alonis, Nishus, El, the Mixus, Maim, Lohavik, Kishoros, of the Miskavin. He didn't soak it in Miskavin, Shititratev. He thinks it got a little bit wet. He thinks he could dry it out. So Taka, there's not a lot of water. Yitaka will actually do it. So, Lamaisa, you can answer those two Gemaras very beautifully, Lamaisa, and say that, in fact, this answer answers those Gemaras as well, that it will create a scenario that he might inadvertently do Schita. So, excellent, Avram and Nochem Mechavin to the Agos Ashri. One second, Ezra. However, how did Tosus himself reject this? How did Tosus himself reject those two Gemaras? He brought two Gemaras as a raya. He quoted two Gemaras to his theory. He rejects them. How does he reject them? Go ahead. One way he rejected it. Go ahead. Yeah, you know what? Take out the word v'od. I hope you guys notice v'od doesn't work well. You should change it to the word mihu. The marshal changes it because mihu means I'm coming to disprove these two gemaras. Umihu, please get that down. Did you notice that in the marshal? It's in the Gos Etzionim, no? Yeah, umiyu. It's good with the vav. And umiyu, those two gemaras on a raya. Go ahead, umiyu.
Umiyu, ikalamimar, hasam, dimitzu shayni.
Don't give me those two gemaras. Those two gemaras, you know why there's no gzeira? Because it's a mitzvah. Number one, it's a mitzvah to what? To go to the mikveh. And number two, it's a mitzvah to visit your Rebbe. So there's no gzeira b'makom mitzvah. So this opens a Pandora's box.
It's not a mitzvah to go to the mikveh your clothes.
What'd you say?
It's not a mitzvah to go in your clothes. It's just the mitzvah says you have to go in your clothes, though. But it's not a mitzvah.
I understand. But since you are going as a mitzvah and you're doing the harama, they didn't make the gzera in a case of b'makom mitzvah. I am doing a mitzvah.
And it's a mitzvah, it's not a hefshir.
So that's what we're going to get to. Is going to the mikvah a mitzvah or a matter? What do you say?
Tosus holds it's a mitzvah.
So Tosus is clearly holding that it's a mitzvah. There's a big discussion Rav Shek, one of Rav Shek's favorite Taisim in Shas that he always quotes is a Taisim Nida in Samach Vav on the base. We have a concept called Halacha L'maisa L'chachilu B'di'evad. There is a concept called that sometimes we can fulfill a mitzvah in the best way possible, you get 30 points, or in the worst way possible, you still got a job, you still got it done, bless you, 15 points. The concept of L'chachilu B'di'evad that Hashem gives us points for mitzvahs is only in the realm of mitzvahs, not matter. L'chachilu B'di'evad rak the mitzvahs below the matter. So going to the mikveh, Taisa says, and Samach Vav and Beis Anita, either it's good or it's not good. Is she Tahor or is she not Tahor? Tefillah Bizmana, going to Tefillah on time, is that a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? But the bottom line is that the whole concept of Tefillah makes her mutter to her husband. Is it a mitzvah? So Tosus claims in Maseches Nidid that going to the mikveh is a matter. There is no concept of Chachilu B'di'evad. It's either good or it's not good. By mitzvahs, you can talk about it. For example, he says, what are examples of mitzvahs? Bikurim, chalitza. There's a big machlokus in the poskim. Is chalitza a mitzvah or a matir? If you have an 80-year-old man, 80-year-old woman, and they have to do yibum or chalitza, maybe they don't want to get married. Maybe they don't care. She's stuck, she's in a guna. She's 80 years old, she doesn't care. If you hold chalitza a mitzvah, we still tell them to do it. If it's a matir, it's up to them. So Tosus claims that Bikurim and Chalitza is a mitzvah. Do you apply the principle of L'chachilu B'di'evad? On matters, Achein B'matir, there is no so Ein Musar. So that Tosus in Nida Samach Vav Beis claims that Tefillah is really what? Is really a matter. And our Tosus, we want to point out, is claiming that it's what? That it's really a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, and therefore when she does the shtick with the begotten, that's why there's no Gzeru, because it's in the context of a mitzvah. But Tosus is labeling it as a mitzvah. So we're pointing out our Tosus is against the Tosus that need it. Our Tosus, it's Leinu, is really holding that it's considered to be what Tefillah is in fact a mitzvah without a doubt. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? So that's a very important Tosus. There happens to be a Ritvoya that argues. I want you to get it down. There's a Ritvin Sukkah. Oh, which way? Kibi asks very well. What the Ritvin Sukkah says is, see, Tosus is saying anything that's a mitzvah is l'chachilu b'di'evad, right? There's a concept of l'chachilu b'di'evad. And that's mashma even on a d'oraisa level. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning to say, Daniel, that there's a d'oraisa mode to fulfill mitzvahs l'chachilu, and there's a d'oraisa mode to fulfill mitzvahs on a b'di'evad level. The Ritva writes the whole concept of l'chachilu b'di'evad is only the rabbinic. On a d'oraisa level, you're either yotzer or not yotzer. The Ritva and Sukkah, and Daf Yud Aleph, Ritva B'Sukkah, the Daf Yud Aleph says that the whole concept of Chachila and B'di'evad is only on a level of Rabbanan. The Yeraisa, you're Yotze, you're not Yotze. B'di'evad, the Chachila who B'di'evad is only considered to be the Chachila, Daf Yud Aleph, the Chachila B'di'evad is only Rak B'Mishur. You know what Mishur means? Plain. Conceptual plane, only the Mishur Midrabanan. But from this Tosfos Lemaisa, L'chayil Rak B'mitzvahs, it's on a Madrega Al Mishur D'Yeraisa. Meaning that the Abishter says, on a level D'Yeraisa, Yotze L'chachila, or Yotze Midrabanan. According to the Tosfos Sukkah, it's only a rabbinic concept. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
Two questions.
Yeah, real quick, because I want to finish the Tosfos. Yeah, go ahead inside at least. Go ahead. Yes.
The Rabbanim want you to fulfill it, l'chachila, right? So then, how does that work for Rabbi Shtekel Torah about the Rabbanans can even mean that you're not Yotzan Alevi Doraisa if you're not fulfilling it the way the Rabbanim want? If the Rabbanim want you to fulfill it.
Right, but these are usually directives in the mitzvahs, l'maisa. These are usually directives in the mitzvahs. So l'maisa. So you're saying, how could you say there's a concept? But yeah, well, it depends on certain takanas they made. They would say your Yotzei 30 points. Certain takanas, 15 points. And certain takanas, they would say the whole thing implodes. That's where you get each takana will be different. It's not a steer to that necessarily. It's a good point. Yeah, go ahead.
Second question is that, what does that mean that going to the mikvah would not fall into the category of Hakilim B'Yevet if we know that In Mikvos, there are lechatilas and there are bidyevet in terms of construction.
But I'm saying the maisa tefila though. The maisa tefila, that concept of when constructing a mikvah, relying on, you know, different coolers and that sort. That's a different. We're talking about the actual maisa tefila that the woman has to do. Do we view that as labeled as a mitzvah, or do we label it as a matter, like shchita? Is shchita of a cow for the steak, is that a mitzvah or a matter? Machlekes Rambam writing. Same thing, a woman going to the mikveh. You're right.
So you're saying that if a woman were to go to a mikveh that was kosher only with the Yevon, then she's tahora.
There's no concept exactly by a matter of lechachila b'dyevet. Correct. Well said. The construction of the mikveh relies on shittas, you know what I mean? But she's tahora, you know what I'm saying? Not going to say b'dyevet, she's tahora. You follow me? Okay. Yeah, real quick, Avram. Go ahead.
Even if we say it's a matir,
yeah.
Would we still say she might have like a chid of mitzvah, like fulfilling her part of the?
Yeah, of course. Of course she has to. Of course, he could divorce. He would have to divorce her. She loses her ksuba. Of course. Of course, and there's a bracha on it, which would seem to imply more that it's a mitzvah than a matir. But we do find sometimes bracha on matirs, like by shchita. According to the Ravid, the shchita might not be a mitzvah; it's a matir. But you're right, of course she has to do it. Doesn't mean she doesn't have to do it. But the example that I wanted to give is like, let's say, by chalitza. Is chalitza mitzvah or matzah? Taisus says it's a mitzvah. The parak is called mitzvah chalitza.
So what do we assume?
We usually say it's a mitzvah. We recommend that they should do it.
What about gittin?
The chalitza. Gittin is also a mitzvah in a certain situation if they're not getting along or if she's mezana. Rashi says, why don't you say a bracha on gerushin? He says, most gerushin are for the wrong reasons. They made a low plug, but lomaisa, theoretically, there should be a bracha, he says. Okay.
So a nine-year-old couple that would want to, let's say, get divorced, a rabbi would suggest that they get a get anyway.
Well, we want to recommend they should make shalom bayis, you know.
Right.
That's what we want to recommend. But the chalitz is talking about this situation. Chalitz is a case where, you know, that they're not interested in getting married, so she doesn't. She'll be stuck as a goodness. She doesn't care. You know what I'm saying? But we always would recommend, like a mitzvah chalitz, we usually assume it's a mitzvah. Okay. Yes, Ezra. Go ahead.
If he's saying that it's only kind of a mitzvah, and the case of mitzvah, we're not goes there.
Yes.
What about the case earlier that we brought beforehand? That is the there's a mitzvah to be told with your clothing, kind of like Avram and Nahum's question. Just
yes.
The second answer of Tosus.
That's exactly what Tosus is saying. No, Tosus the re set of theory, Ezra.
Right.
What's the re's theory? This is not the re, but Tosus is saying a new theory. Why it's for the re. Why there's no Gzeirah Shem Yisroel by the other mashkim? Because you're doing it on purpose, right? Then he quoted two Gemaras to prove that theory. Then he rejects those two Gemaras. But the theory still remains strong.
He rejects them because of the mitzvah.
Yeah, he rejects them because that's a mitzvah. That's why they made no Gzeirah. But the theory's still there. If I would ask you what are the two reasons why there's no Gzeirah Shem Yisroel according to the Ri, even though he applies Liban in the Shar Mashkim, what? Because number one, no one's going to do it. You can't get the odor out, practically said earlier. And number two is you're doing it b'mezit. You're not going to forget. Those are the two svaras why the Rish said there's no Gzeirah Shem Yisroel. And the second svar, he brought two raya's from where he rejected them. And we're saying a chiddush, you see that he calls it a mitzvah. Okay, let's finish up inside. Go ahead, Kibi. Now he says a whole new pshat in Gansen. Go ahead. Oh, this is making a kli. Nothing to do with shchita, nothing to do with mefarik, elibu, nothing. It's a new malacha called making a kli. You're making a kli when you stop this thing up. That's called making a kli. You're making a stopper. You're making a stopper. And the stopper is a kli. Go ahead, v'enir l'ri. Sham. If you want to leave it there and make it part of the barrel, b'shas hanacha. What kind of psik ratio? There's no two stages. It's done immediately. Go ahead. See why it says miad? Because there's no two stages, Meir Simcha. It's done immediately. Go ahead. Excellent. If you don't have in mind to leave it there. Beautiful. It's not a psik ratio to make a kli. You did nothing wrong. So mimonav shach. What did you do wrong? He asks on the Aruch. Go ahead. You have to say b'dochak.
shehu mischavin levatla ve'inu mischavin lasos kli. Meshach v'psik risha hal ve'inu mischavin legamri lasos kli.
Excellent. So what's the answer? You are mischavin to leave it there. But you don't really want to make it a kli. You just want to plug it up. Psik risha makes it into making it a kli. And therefore, it's an isser of what? An isser of making a kli. Beautiful terrors. See how he answered it? I want to stop it up, but I want to make it a kli. Psik risha makes it a new kli. You drag the bench on soft ground. It's a psik risha, you make the hole. So let's summarize. If I ask you, what is the isser haimazuk raisit in zaisik? Let's get it down. What's a sikum ashitis, guys? Let's get it. What do you say? So number one, why don't we start, Lamais, you want to start in order? We don't have to start in order. What's number one? What do you say? Well, actually, let's start with the Tupshatin Halacha Lamaisa. Let's start Lamaisa like this. Rashi, what does Rashi say? We should start with Rashi. Schita. Let's get it down. Rashi says Schita. Very excellent, okay? Rashi says Schita, no doubt. Let's analyze. Why is it not Holich Le'ibud? I thought if it's Holich Le'ibud, it's a problem. You have to say, please get it down, that we're talking about a case where the beer was not Holich Le'ibud, according to Rashi. That's what you have to say. The Aruch, in fact, himself says this in Sabar Hasheni. And you have to say the Halacha L'maisa, that the beer goes back into the barrel and it's fine. Or we're talking about a case where you put a kli under the barrel that will grab the beer and it won't go Le'ibud. I'll drink the beer. That's what you have to say according to Rashi.
What was that problem?
If it's Holich Le'ibud, we learn in Tais, not Schita. So how can Rashi say it's Asim Mishum Schita? Isn't Holich Le'ibud?
The rag is going to be thrown out.
The beer that comes out will go down the drain. It's not Schita. So how do you solve it according to Rashi? Eli, you got me? According to Rashi, let's get this down. What is the Isser of Haimazuk Raisin and Zaitz? According to Rashi, it was Schita. But isn't it Holich Le'ibud? You can solve it in one of two ways. Like the Aruch says. It's not Holich Le'ibud. We're talking about a case where you plugged it up and the beer goes back into the barrel and it's going to be usable. Or number two, that you put a cup under there and any beer that comes out of the rag will go into a cup and I'll drink it. It won't go Holich Le'ibud. Because it's Halach L'maisa. If it's Holich Le'ibud, it's not Schita. Because Disha means, what does Dosh mean? You use the extract. If it's Holich Le'ibud, it's not Dosh. So if you're going to tell me this is Schita Mishum Dosh, Yossi, you're going to have to tell me it's not Holich Le'ibud. That's number one. Clear?
I thought Schita is squeezing it.
Yeah, you're squeezing it from the rag. When you put it in, the beer comes out of it.
But when you put it in, you're squeezing.
You're squeezing it in, you're squeezing the rag into the hole, and the beer is going to come out of the rag. So if it goes down the drain, why is that Schita, Ezra? The Teretz says it's not Holich Le'ibud. Either the beer, you do it such a way where all the beer is going to be plugged back up in the barrel will be usable when you drink it. Or number two, you'll put a cup under there. Because if it's Holich Le'ibud, that's not called Dosh. Dosh means you use the extract. That's one Mahalach. Number two, what's the Rishita? The Rishita is twofold. Either it's an issue of what? Either it's an issue, Halacha L'maisa, of what? Of Le'ibud, which is an Issa D'Oraisa, even by Shar Mashkim. Even by Shar Mashkim, it's considered to be a problem. Okay? It's considered to be a problem of Shar Mashkim. Okay, that's what the Reis says. If you go with the Mahalach of it being what? Of it being Le'ibud. The Reis says it'll be an Issa D'Oraisa. Okay? It'll be an Issa D'Oraisa. That's what he says. And what about Mefarik? If it's Mefarik according to the Reis, what is it? An Issa D'Rabbanan. Because why? Psik Rashi L'Nichle is an Issa D'Rabbanan according to the Reis. So that's the second Shita. It's like 2A, 2B. Depends which Malach. If it's Le'ibud, it'll be Issa D'Oraisa. If it's Mefarik, it'll be Issa D'Rabbanan. It's Psik Rashi L'Nichle. That's number two. Number three, the Rabbeinu Tam, the way we presented it, why is it Usser? In fact, the Rabbeinu Tam is the way the Ramban presents him, and the Rashba and the Ritva as well. Please get it. They never held it. He never ushered it. Any schita that's Holich Le'ibud is not usher. This beer is Holich Le'ibud. Even if you're mechavin, it's not an isser. So the way the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Rashba, Ritva, and the Ramban present the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran as well, please get it. Those four Rishonim, they present the Rabbeinu Tam in a quandary. This wouldn't be usher. Either Gemara says it's usher, okay. But he didn't say why it's usher. Because he thought it was Holich Le'ibud. If you look in the Sefer HaYashar, if you look in the Sefer HaYashar, in Simon Reish Pei Gimel, who was written by Rabbeinu Tam, he claims that it's not considered to be a psik, it's not considered to be a psik reisha. Our Tosa said it was a psik reisha, but it was a psik reisha delo nichale. So at the end of the story is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't have a hesber in the Gemara why it's usher. Okay? Either you say, like our Tosa, that it was a psik reisha delo nichale, that Rabbeinu Tam held like the Aruch, that it was mutter. Or you say, like he says in the Sefer Yashar, it's not a psik reisha. Not necessarily a psik reisha, the beer will be what? Will be squeezed out of what? Of the rag. Okay. So that's like a third shita that is like a quandary. But I want you to get it. And the fourth shita is the Ramban himself that claims that here there's an issa d'rabbanan because a shita that's holich l'ibud is an issa mid'rabbanan. It's not like the Irakos that it's mutter to squeeze the juice out. Amanas of eating the meat of the vegetables. That's not the derech to close them at all. Mashenkin, the stima, the piachavis, closing up the barrel, it is regila, lischot. So the Ramban says the whole Gemara is an issa d'rabbanan. So to chazer over this, Rashi, it's an issa shchita, d'oraisa. Come up with a case that's not holich libud. Either you plug it back in, or there's a cup on the bottom. Number two is the sheet of the reed that it's either twofold. Either an issa d'oraisa of libud or issa d'rabbanan of secretion nuclei, I'm a farik. Holich libud. Third sheet of quandary, a bit of time. It's not a problem. It's sheet is holich libud. There have been a Sefer Yosh, it's not a psik reisha, bless you. And here he says, by us it is a psik reisha, but it's a psik reisha, well, nichle is mutter. And the last sheet is the Ramban that claims it's nisid rabbanan. Shechita that's holich leibud on some that's commonly squeezed is the rabbanan, like in our case. The barrel with the beer is commonly squeezed, but it's holich leibud, so it's nisid rabbanan. Either vegetables, usually do it for the meat of the vegetables, it's not the derech, there it's mutter legamri. So those are the sheetas we have, the sikum. That's what the sheep we have a sikkum in this tosis. This is how you guys work through the tosis. I'm proud of you guys. You have to work through the tosis with the other sheets. Now, lemaisa, this leaves us with the following, okay? This leaves us with the following. Take a look at the Gemara, okay? We have another minute. Take a look at the Gemara. What did the Gemara say, guys? What do we leave with the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? That Rav held like you, that beer Rishon was mutter, but ha-mizukaraisa the nizaisi yasser. How'd the Gemara answer it? Psik reisha. Right? Psik reisha is different. Look at the Gemara. Guys, look inside. Va'amar Reb Chiya Barashi Amar Rav halach k'Reb Yehuda. Rav Hanan Barami Amar Shmuel halach k'Reb Shimon. Rav Chiya Baravin Masna La, he learned it below Gavri. He learned it straight up. Rav Amar halach k'Reb Yehuda, v'Shmuel Amar halach k'Reb Shimon. Beferish. Rav holds like Davar Shem Miskavin's Osir. How can he allow Bir Rishon on Shabbos? Kasha. So what's Gemara's answer? Look inside. Li'olam Rav K'Reb Yehuda Svirale. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, that Davar Shem Miskavin in general is Osir. Plug it in though. You know why Bir Rishon is Mutter? Lahach Lishna Da'amar Da'am Mifkat Pocket. The reason why it's Mutter, even though Davar Shem Miskavin is Osir, because Mekalka Leitzel Pesach. Mekalka makes it Mutter. So Davar Shem Miskavin plus Mekalka makes it Mutter. Why is it mutter? If you hold davar shem miskaven is also chiburi mechbar shem makalka b'chaburu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, makalka b'chaburu is okay, and therefore it's mutter. So that's how the Gemara concludes. Rav mater bi rishona, even though he passed on davar shem miskaven like Rabbi Yehuda and Shas, because either he held dam this mifkut pakin and he did it for the halacha lemaisa, he was makalka leitzel apesach, and therefore we know that that's mutter. Allah Almighty, Makalka is a bezel. Davar Shem Miskavin, Makalka is mutter. If you hold Dam Chiburi Mechbar, the only way you can make it mutter is Makalka. Now, what we have to see tomorrow, we'll begin share with this. We got a lot to do. What we have to begin share with is that Gemara only deals with Rav, doesn't deal with Shmuel, and we have to notice that small Tosus also Tosus Lamaisa says a little bit differently than the Rit for Rashba and the Shid Mikubetz that I'll give you. So that sets the stage for what we have to do, Lamaisa. Why is the Gemara? We have to hold cup with the Gemara. Why does Gemara only take in Rav and doesn't? We have to fill in the blank. What's going to be with Shmuel? Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Shukoyich. And now is Rev Weinberger coming tomorrow? 10:45. We're going to start. He's speaking to us for a half an hour. Rev Weinberger Shlita from 10:45 to 11:15. Then we have Shir right afterwards. So I want to please everyone be here on time. We'll start 15 minutes early because we have a lot to do also afterwards. Okay? Yeah, in the shiur room. But we'll start 10:45. Okay? So he ends 11:15. Okay? And then we have to continue shiur. Who wants to daven for Yom Meir Simcha? And daven for Yom? Yeah? Shkoy. Okay, who wants to daven for Yom Nochem? You want to daven for Yom? No? What? I can't hear you. No? Ellie, want to daven for Yom?
Sure.
Okay, I'll show you that.